This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. I'm reminded of the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And I think about that every time I've hit the store here in the last couple of weeks, despite COVID-19. Stores, grocery stores in particular, other retailers still seem quite busy, at least those ones that are still allowed to be open here in Illinois. And one of those, of course, is the grocery stores, and that includes both Hy-Vee locations here in Galesburg. We wanted to try to talk to the managers, but obviously they're busy these days, and who can blame them? So we are glad to talk with Christina Gaiman, a spokesperson for Hy-Vee based in West Des Moines. Christina, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Will.
So give me an idea first in the broad sense of how busy things seem to be these days as you kind of look at store to store here across the chain.
Sure. So, as you know, Hy-Vee is an essential service right now. And so we're not there. We're staying open for our customers. And with that comes, I would say various levels of busy, depending on what's going on week to week, what announcements are made week to week as we go through COVID-19, truly at the beginning of this, which was, close to 5 weeks ago now in this area, the stores were quite busy all of the time. People were just not sure what was next, what the next announcement would be. This is obviously something that is unprecedented for all of us, and so there was some, unknown about what would be needed, what they should be buying, how they should be stocking up or preparing. And so, I think over the last few weeks, we've seen that, even off a little. Obviously people are buying more groceries to not only cook at home, but we're seeing an increase in people purchasing, some of our curbside meals to go options as well. So depending on where you are in your week, right, we all get tired of cooking at some point and would like someone else to help us with dinner, and so we see those changes, from week to week based on what's going on in a certain area.
Well, getting tired of cooking had nothing to do with COVID-19 for me, but that's another discussion for another day. Take me back to the beginning and maybe sort of how things have changed in terms of operations for the last 5 weeks. Most of the Hy-Vee locations had gone from being 24-hour stores to having reduced hours anyway, and then this kind of just, I don't want to say exacerbated that, but it kind of made things even different from what was already just being changed.
Right. So, we've always had stores that were not 24 hours in our chain, and we span 8 states and 264 stores, so those things vary. But we did change our hours of operation in early February at 24-hour locations to be other hours, depending on the market or store. And then once COVID-19 entered, our 8-state region, as we started to see the need for additional sanitizing measures, time that it would take to do that, and, in even more depth than we already do or more frequency than we already do, and the way that we had to change some operations inside the store, as well as people dealing with their own personal changes in their life during this time, right? You had a lot of people whose kids were now not in school. They needed to find other childcare opportunities or options. They might have different pickup and drop-off times than they used to. And so we changed our hours for a couple of reasons. One, to provide some additional time in the store for our employees to clean, including our carts and all of those high-touch areas, but also to allow our employees time to spend with their families, right, and to kind of figure some of those things out that might take a little more time, based on, the routine they had before versus kind of our new normal right now.
I can't imagine how stressful of a time it is for those stores and store employees. I think, one, because of all the sort of panic buying of various items we saw at the beginning, and then just kind of having to go out into the world as a lot of us have no choice but to stay home.
Our employees have been incredible.
Yeah.
We have had such strong teams of employees in Galesburg and across our company who have really just been so positive and stepped up and done whatever was needed to help our customers. I mean, we've always had the saying, we'll do anything for a customer, and that hasn't changed. And so I think from an operations standpoint, we started to receive more frequent shipments, obviously, and so we are stocking kind of round the clock right now. And so we did have the need for some temporary part-time employee help that we announced about a month ago that we were hiring temporary part-time employees as other people were being maybe furloughed or laid off from their jobs based on the industry that they were in. We were able to take on some of those people who needed a job, and we needed the help. So in addition to stocking, they were also helping us with our Hy-Vee Isles Online grocery order fulfillment, which was super helpful.
Yeah, talk about that part of it. That seems like that's kind of maybe both a blessing and a curse, right? It seems like it's really taken off, but I know it's been kind of frustrating perhaps on both employees and on customers trying to get navigate that system and get the orders and the items that they wanted when they want them.
Sure. So with Hy-Vee Isles Online, as with any other retailer who is delivering or offering grocery pickup right now, it's in incredibly high demand, right? Much more so than it was prior to COVID-19. And you're seeing a lot of customers who had never, ever ordered their groceries online,
yeah,
you know, willing to try it, obviously, to avoid going in public if they had underlying health conditions or they were, you know, older than 60 or 65 and were kind of in that at-risk category. They truly didn't want to go into the grocery store at the time. And so they're trying, you know, grocery ordering and aisles online. And we've seen our aisles online demand quadruple in the
wow
last month. And so, and that's across our company. And so it's not just one region or area or market that we're seeing that increase in demand for. It's all across the board. And, you know, with that obviously comes additional help that's needed in the stores. But it has been amazing how great our employees have been, but also, you know, how willing to adapt our customers have been and to try something new and to really be open to, you know, what those changes might be, pickup versus delivery, you know, how to select items online. We have a great customer care team that's been super helpful for those people who are new to this process. And, you know, you're right. Obviously, there are some items that are in, you know, lower stock, just like in the store at certain times of day. But truly, we've been restocking daily. And so while there are those, you know, high demand products that are a little bit harder to come by sometimes, we are just asking our customers to, you know, be a little more planful than you might typically be for a grocery run during the week and to plan a few days in advance, right? So
yeah,
if you know that you need groceries by Saturday, you might want to, you know, select an order time starting earlier in the week. So if you go online on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday are full, but Friday and Saturday are available, be open to that couple day difference that it might take for us to find a time slot for you. But there are time slots available. Customers can see up to a week in advance when they log in to select their time slot. So we're just asking our customers to be a little more planful than we're typically used to with a grocery order and to just be patient with us. We are constantly working to open up new time slots. And if you are able to come pick up versus have it delivered, we have that option as well.
And I saw where there are certain instances where you've employed DoorDash, if you will, to help out as well. Talk about that.
Correct. So in markets where DoorDash is available, we are working with that third-party service. We also work with Shipt and Instacart in various markets as well to deliver groceries for us. And DoorDash actually has a great promotion running if you are kind of in that more at-risk category, so older than 60, expectant mothers, anyone with an underlying health condition, you can use the promo code special delivery at checkout with Hy-Vee Isles Online, and you can get that delivery with no delivery fee. So you basically save the $10 charge of having that delivered.
That's wonderful. Talk about some of the other changes that have been made, maybe some of the physical changes that have been made, at least temporarily, in the stores. And I'm thinking about this because, man, I'm having a hard time getting used to seeing the arrows on the floor telling me which direction I can go down the aisle. I am such a creature of habit. I can't handle that.
You know, I think a lot of people are, Will. Obviously, the first time that I did it, too, you know, I'm paying very close attention to it because I'm talking about it every day, but it is different. It's definitely adjustment for everyone, but I think it's certainly appreciated by both the customers and the employees to keep that social distance right now. And so you will see some changes in all of the Hy-Vee stores, including the one-way directional signage in the aisles. We also have the plexiglass barriers that are up at our check stands. They're also at pharmacy and customer care counters within the stores. And then they're, in addition to that, in our convenience stores, they're up at the checkouts as well. We also just put a second temporary plexiglass barrier on kind of what I call the backside of the check stand, so where the cashier stands, and there's a little opening. So as people pass them from the adjacent lane, there's a little bit more distance there as well. You'll see all of our cashiers wiping down the belts between each customer. So, mm-hmm. you know, typically I think we're all used to stepping up and just putting our items right on the belt as soon as there's room, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have social distancing circles on the floor that kind of show 6 feet apart in the check stand lane. And then we do have signage at the end of each belt that says, you know, we disinfect this belt between each customer. Please wait until we have the chance to do that before putting your items on the belt. So you'll see those in all of our stores. Our stores definitely all have different hours right now. Each store does still reserve 7 to 8 a.m. every day of the week for the more high-risk categories. So right. those older than 60, expectant mothers, and anyone with an underlying health condition to shop when the store is a little less crowded. And then after that, we just encourage everyone to check with their own individual stores as far as closing hours.
One of the things I've seen in the news today was where, starting today, the Walmart chain was requiring employees to wear masks and kind of strongly encouraging customers to do the same. Has there been any thought about that for Hy-Vee employees or customers?
Sure. So we Hy-Vee are following all CDC guidelines. And so at this time, the CDC does encourage the use of a mask. And we did provide all of our employees with a mask that's able to be laundered. They can take it home and clean it every night. We have extras as well. We did that for all of our 80,000 plus employees. We ordered more than 200,000 masks total.
Wow.
And so these are cloth masks. They're strongly encouraged to wear them. We have not mandated that in the store at this time. You know, a lot of our customers are already wearing masks, though we are not requiring them to at this point. What we have asked is that if people can send one person from their family to shop instead of bringing the whole family, if at all possible, we do highly recommend that as well, just to, you know, lessen the number of people in our store at any given time. And then, we'll just, you know, last week, CDC did change the guidelines for pharmacy team members, specifically mm-hmm. when it comes to masks. And so all of our pharmacy team members are required to wear masks. And so you'll see that in our stores as well.
Okay, I'm almost out of time, Christina, but is there anything else that customers should know about how Hy-Vee is handling or navigating all of this these days?
You know, I think we would just say, you know, we appreciate everyone's patience. We appreciate everyone's adherence to the things that we've changed within the store. It is different for everyone. Everyone's adjusting on their own, but we are so happy to be serving our customers right now, and we have an incredible team at every single Hy-Vee store, and so we appreciate customers' patience as well as how kind they've been to our employees.
One thing I did just think of, are there situations where there are decisions being made at the store level, like in terms of specials, providing meals and things like that, and other decisions? Are there opportunities where store managers make those decisions?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, honestly, one thing comes to mind there in Galesburg. One of the stores partnered with a local restaurant.
156 East, yes.
The restaurant came in and served, you know, behind the counter. And so customers come in and order maybe some of their favorites from the restaurant within Hy-Vee. So, yes, we're seeing that across our 8-state region where locally store directors are partnering with other businesses or helping to donate certain items or school lunches or whatever the need might be in that community. And so that is kind of taking shape across the Midwest, and it is different all over the place, but they certainly have that prerogative.
All right, very good. Christina Gaiman is a spokesperson for Hy-Vee in West Des Moines. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks for everything that Hy-Vee is trying to do to help keep us safe and really stay in business, too, because ultimately that's sort of the end goal while trying to navigate all of this.
Yeah, thanks so much, Will.
Coming up at 5:40, we'll talk about how you can adopt a senior and help make their COVID-19-related graduation a bit more normal this year. We'll talk about that at 5:40, but we'll come back with business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.